This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Remember restaurant food? Of course, it has been possible for some Michiganders to go and sit down at their favorite places or take out, but there are many of us who haven't been to a restaurant since the pandemic began. Some of us have spent these months furtively trying to decide, is DoorDash better or safer than going to get carryout food? Still others have rediscovered the joys of eating right in the car. Dogs and Suds is a true old-fashioned drive-in with locations in Montague and Muskegon. Their burgers, fries, and floats, served with homemade root beer, carside, have always been a big draw. But these days, Dog and Suds, like so many other surviving Michigan drive-ins, is finding a new generation of customers within the pandemic. David Hostica owns both Dog and Suds locations in Michigan, and he's here now. David, welcome to Stateside.
Well, thanks for having me.
When did you start to notice that business was running, shall we say, higher than normal this year?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, immediately following the lockdown. It didn't take but a couple days, and we were escalating in traffic and scurrying to find additional help for us to handle the additional volume.
I guess it's a good problem to have.
It didn't take people long at all to realize that by design, the old-fashioned drive-in is limited contact. And it was actually, I believe that we were one of the few places that was able to, with slight modifications, of course, we were doing the sanitizing and the extra work to ensure everyone's safety, but we were able to operate at close to, if not 100% capacity.
Tell us about your menu.
Well, it's a traditional menu, burgers, fries, shakes, and malts. Dog and Suds has always been famous for their home recipe or original recipe draft style root beer and their Coney style hot dogs with the meat sauce on top. It's been a favorite in West Michigan, if not the Midwest, for gosh, going back to the mid-50s. It was originated in Champaign, Illinois in 1953.
It's its own kind of comfort food, isn't it?
It most certainly is. The most probably apropos comparison would be A&W, which I know a lot of Michiganders are also very familiar with.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What is your usual calendar of operations? Do both of the locations usually stay open through the wintertime?
No, we are seasonal, as most drive-ins are this far north. We operate, generally speaking, from April through October. The Muskegon location, being that it's not right on the lake in a small little tourist town, we usually start about a month early and end about a month late, so we get a little bit of additional time out of this one.
So, I gotta ask, have you seen any signs of business slowing down in September this year?
Well, since school went back, it's most certainly leveled off, which, thank gosh, because we are still desperately short-staffed, and I know the people who work here have, including myself, have worked just crazy amounts of overtime pretty much all summer long. I know for the first 2 months I worked 7 days a week, open to close, and it was a pretty intense grind.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you how you're changing how Dog and Suds operates. I know in the past, part of the draw was that people driving in would use a push-button screen to order, and there was dine-in seating as well. What has changed in how you have people order and how they get their food?
Well, right now there's no dine-in. We basically just have, you know, a little mini menu and a speaker with a button installed at each parking spot, and as you mentioned, your customers just pull in and they have their own point of order. And once their order is placed and their food is prepared, the usually a young student, entry-level worker, brings it out to your car window and transacts the exchange and just comes back to the kitchen. So it's very limited contact.
But at the same time, I imagine it is a little different experience than most of your customers are used to. But have you had any comments about how that's working out for people or whether they miss the old system?
It's actually very convenient. I know I've had comments about the drive-through lines in other area restaurants being long and slow and error-prone, and we don't have that experience. Our customers pull in, and they're comfortably able to wait until they've looked at the menu, had a chance to make their selections, and once they're ready, they can just simply depress the little button. A tone in the inside near the kitchen alerts us that a customer is ready to order. We answer the call and ask whatever questions need to be answered, such as dipping sauce and, you know, salad dressings and things like that, and able to get the order out with pretty good accuracy. One thing that we're not doing, I know we're famous for our hanging the little tray on the side of the car window and frosty mugs of root beer, and that's the one thing that unfortunately at the curb we're not able to continue right now during the pandemic.
Oh, but you can still get a float. It just won't hang on the side of your car.
Yeah, it's just in a paper cup instead of a glass mug right now.
Well, it still tastes just as good, I'm
sure. Absolutely.
So, I mean, everyone is working so hard just to get through this right now. I hesitate to even ask, but what do you think is ahead for your business if this rolls into another year?
Gosh, thinking forward is is almost impossible right now because everything that we believe to be true seems to be incorrect right now. I imagine that it's going to continue to benefit our style of service, and we see no reason to change our venue or adapt in any other ways. That it's working out pretty well for us with the minor changes that we've already made. So the only thing that we, like I said, are kind of desperately in need of is additional, especially daytime help. I've got plenty of students that work night and weekends, but since the kids are back in school, we are just desperately short of day help.
Do you think that you've turned some people on to drive-ins who, you know, maybe hadn't visited as kids and, you know, didn't really have much of a history with this?
I think we've made a lot of new friends during this pandemic, yeah. Yeah, it really is kind of an eye-opener, the number of people that maybe have fond memories when they were little. Maybe grandma or grandpa brought them here, but then they kind of got busy in their lives and, you know, the mainstream ebb and flow of consumerism and that sort of thing has kind of left us along the wayside, but a lot of people have rediscovered the drive-in and how quickly and conveniently they can get food, and all our orders are cooked fresh to order, so nothing is held, and they seem to be very pleased with the quality of product and the speed of service.
David, I just have one more question. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that everyone's sort of making ready for winter plans right now and that mm-hmm. you expect Dog and Suds will be closing down as usual. What do you do with yourself over the winter? Do you have a side business or something?
Well, a lot of maintenance and upgrades throughout the winter months. We take completely disassemble the place and clean it from top to bottom. We try to get a little bit of rest and relaxation in as well. I don't live in Florida or anything like that in the wintertime, which seems to be the most common misconception about me in my life. Throughout my career, I have networked with a lot of the other drive-in owners throughout the Midwest, and you know, we get together and share ideas, and I've even actually helped some of them with some of their equipment issues. There's nobody really doing the draft root beer machines anymore, so that's something that I seem to have some expertise in, so I help wherever I can.
David Hostica owns the Dog and Suds locations in Muskegon and Montague. David, thank you so much for talking to us, and we sure hope you and your staff have a safe wrap-up for the season.
Well, we certainly appreciate you calling and taking notice of the rediscovering, or we're reviving the drive-in.